Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranella.
Yeah, great to have your company, Adelaide. A big edition of the Rush Hour coming up. Guess what? This is where you hear it first. The only place to be tuned in to get all the information you need and a few laughs along the way. The big opinion coming up very soon. That spat, I tell you what, between Jared Waitley and the champagne-loving... The champagne-loving Michael Clarke turned ugly overnight.
Oh, on the yacht?
It didn't it?
On the boat?
Absolutely. Don't be late to the boat, I would suggest, in future.
I'm with you, Caro.
All right, if it's a Christmas party. Going to talk about James here. Going to talk about Champion Data as well. They've ranked the teams for 2019.
Yes, Lee.
Law and Backyard Order is in, and that is the perfect time to segue across to the great man, the gift, the man with the best hands in the business. Have a look at him now. Should have been a hand model. That's how good he is. Andrew Juice Newton Jarman, Thursday.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Mount Gambier, welcome again. Lulu, can't believe it's Thursday, but I'm day four on the No Sugar program with Maz. I'm getting some headaches today, Lou. Yeah.
That's to be
and
expected.
And that's a good sign, isn't it, Lou?
It is, because that means that demon is coming out of you.
I went to the shops this morning, Lulu, and there was fresh finger buns.
Oh.
And it was they were talking to me, Lou.
What a test.
Eat me.
What a test.
Eat me, but no. Oh, no.
They would have been.
I walked.
Would have been doing a Grammy type dance on the counter.
Oh God, it's hard, Lulu.
Well, whilst you were knocking back and refusing finger buns,
thanks, Lee.
I've been on the jackhammer.
You have to
tell you what. If we're not the village people, you and I reincarnation, no one is.
Am I the Indian?
I think not. I think I'm the construction guy.
I was
guy
on
at the
pavers.
How you going? Jeez, your gun, you're getting big again.
I tell you what,
the hands must be just all over you, and, Mumsy.
Well, the abs, they're killing me at the moment.
Oh, they do love the abs.
They are killing me. I need to do a little segue.
What's happened?
We're also going to talk some more UFC today, and quite possibly, and I say this with great caution, a man with as much, if not more, charisma than old blue eyes here, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman, is going to join us today.
No.
Tyson Pedro, who's fighting on Sunday on the card, on the undercard in the UFC at Entertainment Center, has got as much, if not more, personality than you. And if you don't believe me, listen to the chat, then head on down to Harley Heaven, 5 till 7. He'll be down there.
Meet and greet.
What a guy. What a great bloke.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, Lloyd.
Before we kick it in the gas, Lloyd, can we talk about the bovine behemoth that is making
I'm glad you
everywhere.
Said that. Knickers.
Knickers the cow. Have you not seen the photo?
It's huge.
I mean, it's Andre the Giant written all over again. lots of memes getting around, and I'm only going to say one thing. If you don't follow the great cricketer on Twitter, please do. Right. He posted that photo, this is yesterday,
Knickers.
With the statement, when the state player lobs at Tuesday training unannounced. And everyone just gets it? The big unit's here.
Is that baby buff?
Oh, no.
Look at the size of it.
Knickers.
Knicks.
Oh, I tell you what.
Anyway, 1.4 tonnes of it.
Imagine if you ran into that.
And look at all these little sweethearts around. Hey, page four of today's paper, and quickly, Lou, down at Tassie.
Yep.
They're currently, what are they now, 6 for 286. They lead by 335 runs on day three.
Yep.
So our boys have got some work to
certainly
do.
Certainly do. All right. The big opinion coming up next. Right. Do not go anywhere. Rush Hour. Jars and Louie.
Triple M.
G'day, Timmy.
Timmy.
Hey, guys. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. You got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, and coming out, Fat Santa.
Yeah, be on the lookout. Great summer barbecue pack too. Carton of Pirate Life thrown in there, Jars, as well. Listen out for the jingle, the big man. We'll get out a big ho-ho-ho, and that'll be your cue to call. All right, gee, it's getting ugly between Jared Waitley and Michael Clarke. For those who've missed his story so far, Jared somehow tried to link Australian cricket's demise back to Michael Clarke, his captaincy, and
the culture of the club.
Sandpaper gate, back to Pups time, which was a real long bow. And from blokes who know what a long bow is, even for us, that's even bigger than we normally draw here at the Rush Hour, Jar.
I don't understand where Jared's going with this.
I know. And so Pup, who loves to swill, he put down the champagne glasses for a little while. Which is good. And if you've missed it, really detailed tweet, went to social media and just read off all these facts about, you know, in my time and this and that. Yeah. And it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was really good, hard-hitting, pure facts. And then he got to the end, and this is the one I didn't like.
Okay, Lee.
He sort of goes, perhaps if he was – so he just dealt in fact after fact after fact, and then he let emotion just slip on in.
Oh, no.
Perhaps if he was talented enough or courageous enough to make it onto a cricket pitch, he would have a better perspective than from behind a microphone.
He crossed
as
line.
Much as that is true,
no, he crossed the
it's
line.
A cheap shot.
It
that
is.
Argument, you can't win. You, and what you do, you undermine all your great work.
Oh,
It's a Jerry Maguire moment. You had me at a low. You lost me. You lost me when you said he never played.
Did I have you then?
Yeah, you did. Oh, Matt says I met you. But you know what I mean?
I think Clark, he was too fired up and
absolutely
lost his thought.
On Macquarie Radio again to say why he went to social media. Here's Pup putting down the glasses.
When somebody questions or insults my integrity and my credibility, that's not on. So I made my feelings very clear on social media. What Jared has said is completely out of line. Trying to blame me for cheating in South Africa is an absolute disgrace. So if I knew Jared, I would pick up the phone and call him. I don't know him from a bar of soap.
That's Pup Clark just responding further to what Jared Waitley had said. One of the great lines was, headline chasing coward.
So
he didn't hold anything back, the Pup. Did not hold back at all.
Look, Jared's well respected amongst the sporting fraternity. He is, Lou. Like, he is respected.
He's respected, but there is a turn on him at the moment that he is holier than thou.
Okay.
Trying to run the rule over horse racing, cricket, and football.
Okay.
That is, and I don't mind this because I think if you're going to try and make that link, my God.
So why is he having a crack at the Australian cricket? When Michael Clark came out in defence of the culture and the integrity of the current Australian cricket side, we've all said it, we want them to be a bit more aggressive out there playing Australian cricket.
Well, I think that was Jerry's way of replying to Pup's statement.
Yeah, but
I don't
why?
Know. Well,
that's
because he thinks he's reason in his show the reason he's the voice of reason.
He's the
okay. All right, that is why. All right, changing tack now. Our man James Hurd, former Essendon coach,
yeah, I heard about this.
Star player.
Yeah, and the Lycra.
He's had another bike accident.
He's done a Freddy.
Hurdy is done. This is the second time he's been knocked off his bike.
Is there a target on his...
Well, that's my thing. Is there police investigating? Last time it was a couple of years ago in Toorak Road.
He got knocked off.
This time he's broken an arm and hurt his knee.
So has he broken his arm?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The great man... Oh,
come on, Jimmy.
He's getting rock and roll. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was old news last night when I fell into it.
Was Danky driving?
I'm not really sure whether he was him. Bomber Thompson was here.
Oh, Bomber. It could have been Bomber.
I think it's time to take a lesson from Lance and get off the bike. I really
Find
do.
Find something safe. Go and play golf.
I mean, hurt him.
Jimmy.
Or get a haircut.
That's two for two.
What colour lycra was he in?
He was in black.
Does he need high vis?
No, he was all in black, Lou,
Did he have the words emblazoned, whatever it takes, on the back? Is that why someone got him? Hey? Come on.
I thought some pills fell out of his pocket.
Tell you what. Was he going somewhere to get an injection?
Stop it.
A tanning
but
injection.
But he's all right, though.
How's his tan?
He does look a bit pale.
AOD.
He probably should take Goody with him.
Oh, very funny. Now, heard him.
Jimmy,
get off the bike.
Come on, buddy.
Enough's enough.
Look after yourself.
Second time, third time, you might not be so lucky.
Might not, exactly.
And if I'm
right,
Victorian police, I'm investigating that.
Champion data, what's happening?
Well, they've ranked the teams in terms of talent.
Okay.
Adelaide have come in at second. Which
for
is
talent?
Yeah,
wow.
So from a list perspective, the talented list, Melbourne were number one.
Yeah, okay.
Richmond were three. Ooh. Port Adelaide came in 12th. And surprisingly, and this is how, you know, you can take it for what it's worth, but they ranked West Coast, who won last year's premiership, at 11th.
Well,
I know.
On,
I mean, it's almost cutting yourself off your knees, isn't it?
How does that work out?
Well, I don't know.
They've had no one retire, have they?
No, but they're saying they've just had one of those years where you might have got a bit lucky and played above themselves.
Wow.
Port Adelaide at 12th?
I reckon that's about right.
Well, it works right.
They've lost two of their best players.
Well, you take out Pollock and Wingard.
Yeah,
it's a wait and see factor, isn't it?
Brought in some kids.
Head to Triple M Twitter if you want to catch it all, the entire list. Carlton are flying. They're up to 16th.
Are they? Are you just quickly talking about the Eagles? Eagles
Blues
premiership
player. Take that right now.
I would too. Liam Ryan, who played very well in the grand final, has walked out on the Eagles preseason camp last week. Just walked
Didn't
out.
Didn't the AFL
said,
ban camp?
That's just, I'm out of here. So I think they're very, very annoyed and disappointed with the young man.
So that's off the back of the drink driving charge he got late last year.
So he's obviously got some issues, the poor lad,
but
he's walked out, Luke.
Yeah, well, the catch is he couldn't drive because he hasn't got his license.
we can't go to camps. No more camps.
Enough is enough.
Come on.
I mean, come out and bar the camp. Ban the camp.
Yeah.
All right, and that's it, and we're done and dusted.
Righto, family, 133353, please get involved and see
before
if you're on my side. Yes, Lily.
Before you start.
Yes, sir.
Can you, in the radio industry, voice over your own segment, then walk into it?
Oh, I never thought of that, Luke.
And the other one, God, can we hurry up and get cameras in this studio? The way you were just... Yep. Your body language.
I love this stuff.
Listening to yourself. Yeah. You're almost giving
yourself... It's a big game for me.
You're almost giving yourself the tick of approval every time each line comes at you.
Yep. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes.
Louis and family, is it time we gave out a hefty fine lose demerit points on your licence while you and some dingbats who are crossing the pedestrian while you're on your mobile phone? I nearly had a big scare the other day because this dingbat, right, was looking at his mobile phone while he was crossing the pedestrian.
This is a great question by you. Well played. I won't say epidemic, but I reckon it's a pandemic.
What?
It's a pandemic.
Absolutely it is.
Because what is happening, people are walking the streets. Don't worry about your pedestrian crossings, Jar. People are walking the streets. They walk into you because head is down over phone. And they think they can actually still see. Yeah. And they think that, you'll get out of the way.
Yeah, well, stop. No, I nearly wiped this bloke out. He was in La La Land. Look at it. Surely put your phone away when you're crossing the road or you're using your pedestrian lights.
Can we just broaden this out just a smidge?
Of course you can.
Let's include those who are getting around with their Dr. Dre's, their Beats on their heads. Because they're not hearing anything.
Yeah, I don't like
they
it,
They are Luke. Rolling around, oblivious to all the sounds that cars make, Joe.
I don't like it, Luke.
They're walking around. They are in a daydream. And you often see, there's an ad at the moment for it. You can't hear anything.
No.
It's unsafe.
It is very dangerous out there at the moment because cars and cyclists are at each other and pedestrians and cars. There's all sorts of things happening on our roads because we're getting impatient, we're getting frustrated. But I tell you what, I had a scare, Luke.
Yep.
I had a fair income scare.
And lucky, and I don't know who it was, male or female.
It was a male.
Lucky to that male, and only you know who you are. Mm. You were lucky you were dealing with someone with the cat-like reflexes of a jarman.
Well, it was just about.
Had it been an inferior, maybe an older driver.
I'm telling you.
You would have been ploughed down and had a couple of broken legs. So lucky it was you with the reflexes of
a cat.
And he just looked,
and I was going to give it to him. Yeah. I thought, no, don't. And then he looked, and he kept looking on his phone while he crossed the road. It's dangerous. The lives are at risk, Lou. So 1-3-3-5-3. Now, should that bloke, right, get some demerit points taken off his license if you're on the mobile phone?
I love the fine stuff because they're cracking down on jaywalking. Because if you're not going to take the time, if you don't put a value on your own safety, why should we?
Exactly.
Why should the onus be on the car driver? Yeah. And secondly,
yes, Lou,
I can't believe you didn't let rip. What have I taught you?
I had the window down, Lee.
That is a great learning opportunity for you to go bunter on someone like that and maybe get us in the paper because someone will snap it on their mobile phone and we will go ballistic.
But, Lou, we've got to take a stand, all right? Enough's enough. Right, honestly, I'm serious. I was very, very as lucky I didn't walk this bloke out.
1-3-3-5-3, jump on Twitter as well. Is it time? If you're going to walk and look at your phone and not take any interest in what's happening with the traffic, is it time you get a fine?
Mm.
Do you get a whack? Mm. Or is it open slather? Is it time to be the big behemoth bovine?
Because
just knickers and just mow everything
put
down?
Put your phone away if you're going to cross the road. Turn it off and whack it in your pocket. And then when you cross the road and you're in safe.
They can't,
Jar. No one can. They're addicted.
They're on their phones 24/7. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. Let's find out. Law and backyard order. Dealing with people always on their phone, not looking out. Pedestrian crossings, throw in the headphones as well.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M for Southern Volkswagen. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M. 1-3-3-5-3, taking your calls on law and backyard order.
Just quickly digress. 80% of the Triple M family says it's time for Hurdy to get off the bike too after his second bike next
time.
I mean, he's got a young family. Yeah. Hurdy, what are you doing?
Go and play golf, mate.
Yeah. Right, Jars, you asked a great question. Had a near death experience where just a
dingbat, I'll call him.
Walking across the pedestrian crossing, not looking out for cars, just head on phone.
Spot on.
Expecting you to pull up the jets and lucky you got cat-like reflexes and he's still alive.
Did not apologise, did not put the hand up, just kept walking across the road.
You think we should introduce some kind of fineage or maybe demerit points or whatever? I'm totally with you. There is a generation coming through that is just ignorant about road safety. Absolutely. Let's get to the phones.
Tony of Kilburn. G'day, Tone.
G'day, Jars. How are you, mate?
Good, Tone. Talk to me.
Now, Jars, it's very rare that I agree with you, but this instance, I will have to say 100%.
Thanks, Tone.
Yesterday in Gilbert Street, down the south end of western corner of Adelaide, there's a walkway.
Yep.
This young girl, 19, 20, had her ear plugs in, looking at her phone, And she walked straight out without even looking, and I was 2 feet from the white marks. Jeez. And then she remonstrated with me, pointing at the white lines, this is a walkway.
No, Tony.
No awareness whatsoever.
There's none. Thanks, Tony. So what do you reckon? A fine on the spot?
Fine or lose some points?
Oh, sure, mate. And a kick up the arse.
Yeah, nice. Loving your style.
Take care, Tony.
Thanks, mate.
Joe from Mawson Lakes. G'day, Joe.
Hi there. How you going?
What do you think, Joe, about these? They're almost like zombie walkers.
They are. I agree with you completely. I'm on the road sort of 8 hours a day, and I'm sick and tired of it. Now, as a driver, if I so much as look at my phone when I'm sitting at light, I'm in the pooper, which I respect that. I really do. But, yeah, as a driver, it's scaring the crap out of me if someone steps out in front of me. And the other thing, just quickly, how can you give them a fine or demerit points if they don't have licences?
Yeah,
so on-the-spot fine would have to be the way, wouldn't it?
You know what is happening these days is that you can have your licence on your phone. That's the new tech. And
it's
a 15-year-old. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, it's a tough one, Joe, but I think we need to crack down just so people are aware of it.
More education in schools, I would imagine. Take care, Joe. Let's go to Rob of Ingle Farm. Robbo!
How you going, Jazz, Louis?
Talk to us, Robbo.
Good,
mate. Good. I think if he hits your car, he should pay your repair bills.
Don't worry, there's a bit of me that thought Jars should have sent him over the bonnet.
That's it, mate.
And just see how his phone goes after that, Robbie.
I go around shopping centres and that, and I just say, well, it looks like I'm going to be walking straight into you.
Exactly. Okay. All right, mate. Very good call,
Take care, mate.
Beautifully done, Jars. I think that's 100%, my friend. Spot fines from Paul.
That's it.
And just get involved with it. Honestly, it's your own safety.
Exactly.
We're not here to ram messages down your throat, you know, it's worse. If someone hits you, the grief you cause them, like that, you know, that psychological grief that you've either killed someone or badly hurt someone, that's the thing they've got to live with.
Exactly.
It's not just
right.
about yourself. There's others involved. So pull your head out of your clack.
Come on.
And get organised.
Yeah, good sack, this one. Wayne from Kapunda has won a Fat Santa's pack on the rush hour. Well done, Wayno. A carton of Pirate Life Brewing, opening their new brewery, Tap Room, March 2019.
Whoa, Jimmy.
And a voucher to Thomas Farms Kitchen Market Store as well. From the farm to you by Saturday, thomasfarmskitchen.com.
Wow. Yeah, well done, Fat Santa. And we'd love to give a big shout out to Southern Volkswagen, who are taking care of our show for a couple of weeks. 5-year warranty right across their entire range right now, Jars. Get into the Christmas spirit, Southern Volkswagen. A car for Christmas.
Well, go and see the team.
Go and see them. Benny, Dane, Deb in sales, or Frank the Tank in service, as we like to say.
Yep.
SA family-owned, award-winning business. Not that far down there.
Main South Road, Ranelagh.
Go and see it. They will look after you to the eyeballs.
Just give me a kiss then.
Righto. Mundine, the man. Yep. The big fight is on, coming up very, very soon. He's coming up after six. This is where you hear it first here on the Rush Hour. He's at his trash-talking best. I've got to play you this, Chalk.
My skills are too good, man. I mean, he's good at what he does, but there's levels to this, man. And he got found out against Crawford with levels. He's going to get found out again with me with levels. You feel me? I mean, I've been around the block a long time. You keep talking about the age, man. I'm a different beast. I ain't the average 43-year-old. This kid ain't going to beat me. I'll back him up. I'll back him up, beat his ass up. That's what I'm going to do.
Wouldn't you love to see an AFL coach talk like that before a game?
A player. I love that. You know what?
I get
that every day because I hear Jars off air.
It
is just a beautiful thing. It reminds me of you. I got different skills. I got a different set of skills. You think you're Liam Neeson. You're quite taking movies to me every third day. Speaking of fighters, we've got a real cracker for you next. Don't go anywhere. UFC on in Adelaide this Sunday, Entertainment Centre. Tickets are going fast. Tyson Pedro.
Brilliant.
I think one of the most charismatic men going around, maybe more so than Jars. That chat next here on The Rush Hour.
Turn it up, Timmy.
Triple M.
Righto, Jars. Let's continue our close-up look at the UFC, obviously, this Sunday, Entertainment Centre. We've got another man in who is related to our former guest.
Yeah.
Remember Big Bam Bam who was in the other day who just flippantly said to us that we've got good heads for radio, and we said, have a look at yours.
Well, he's right.
He's absolutely right. The man we're talking to today is Tyson Pedro. Tyson, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Tyson.
All right.
What was that? Tosso or Tyson?
No. I wouldn't call him that.
Nah.
Mate, he's a 7-time black belt.
You are facing one of the biggest names. UFC Hall of Fame in Adelaide, Mauricio Shogun Rua, who doesn't speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
So how are you going to trash talk him?
You don't need to. He's a humble man. Yep. You know, he's one of those guys that you just don't like. There's respect's there before yep. and after. Good. During the fight, it won't be there.
Beautiful. All right. Well, talk us through it, mate. Are you doing the 5x5?
3x5.
3x5, three right. Because when we found out about that the other day for the big fights, that is just ridiculous. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's why if they asked me to be main event, I'd be a bit iffy. Like, unless it's for the title, yeah. why are you chucking me in for 5 rounds?
All right. How'd you get into it?
Been doing martial arts for a long time with my father started. Yep. He owned King of the Cage in Australia, which was one of the first MMA shows. And, you know, started martial arts and just kept going. It eventually went to BJJ, karate, then boxing. Then it just led into mixed martial arts.
So it's a great grounding. You've got a combination of the whole lot.
Yeah, been doing it for a long time.
It's a bit like the bloke over there. When he used to play footy, he used the package, full package.
I've just started boxing too, Tyson. We'll talk about that.
He's got hands. He's got a couple of hands. Wait, give us a 1-2. Give us a 1-2.
Come on.
Oh!
Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Actually, I don't even have to put it into slow mo. Talk him up, Tyson. Now,
family. Tyson's family heritage, Australian of Spanish, American, and Samoan heritage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that was made up.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I don't know about the Spanish. Well, maybe the Spanish came through and like pillaged our families.
Yeah. But
when they came through the islands, like
the Spanish Armada. Yeah.
Brilliant, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. American. There's a high chance that's where Pedro came from. But
American Samoan.
This one I like. Unlike your cousin, you are a good looking rooster.
Yeah. Oh boys, I stop it.
You got yourself a little side game going, professional model in spare time, and has aspirations to start the own label. So I guess you gotta look after the pretty.
It's coming, you know, doing a little bit of acting. Jason Momoa needs like a stunt double, whatever.
That's good, mate, because you can't keep fighting all your life.
Oh, well, like that's why I look at people like Mark. You know, Mark's a shogun. Yeah. These guys have been fighting for like 30 years and I'll always be involved in martial arts, but, man, it takes a little bit out of you each time, each fight.
Hey, you touched on preparation and how arduous it is. Tell us about this water loading you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so 3 days leading up before the weigh-in, it's 10 litres each day. It's hard and you can't be away from a toilet for very long because... you're trying to...
And the reason behind that is?
Yeah, you're trying to trick your body into to keep... pissing, obviously. And then your body thinks that you're still having that intake of water, so it keeps releasing it. You lose water around your fingers, your ankle, you get dried out, and then you try and rehydrate your body in that 24 hours as quick as you can.
Wow, and be fair to say that you're in some good nick. Look, Jars is coming back to near full fitness.
Four days of no sugar.
It's a hard life.
Tyson, he peaked at 112, and he's coming back down to where he should be. Yeah.
Where are we going to see Tyson tonight, Lulu?
Well, tonight he's going down to Harley Heaven, just down the road here in Franklin Street. It's a sweet little setup. He's there from 5 o'clock till 7 tonight.
Beautiful,
come
mate.
Say good day. He's a fantastic fella.
Beautiful, mate.
We really appreciate you coming in. We wish you all the best.
Absolutely.
Thank
you very much, man.
And come in anytime you're in Adelaide.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And well, can we just see for the record again? And Tarn, can you just get the video out? I want to see these hands again because everybody's asking about Jars, how quick his hands
are. I saw a couple of the brother boys doing a couple 1-2s on the street too. I reckon you got them. Give us a little. Yeah,
You see the hook?
Oh, who didn't? I tell you, how would he handle a kick and a choke hold?
Oh, he's standing up now. He's pumped. My man's amped.
Oh, I know.
Watch the heart rate.
Yeah.
The sugar.
He's still wearing black too, Tyson, by the way. Tyson,
see you,
buddy. Coming in, mate.
Thank you very
Tyson
much.
Tyson Pedro,
having me.
Catch him tonight. Harley Heaven, and all the best on Sunday. Entertainment Centre. There's hardly any tickets left at all. Get out there and check it out.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.